Well, he's normally in on a Tuesday bringing you the latest from the world of politics, but on this special Wednesday, our Professor of Politics is going to be doing something a little different. Morning, Jim.
Morning, Rob.
So, a lot's happened this year in the world of politics, but rather than reminisce on 2017, we're going to do a bit of crystal ball gazing and make some predictions for 2018. So, what chance for an election in 2018, Jim?
Well, let me say, Rob, crystal ball gazing in politics is like looking through a black hole. There's really not much clarity. An election in 2018, it's possible. It's in a sense, it's on the cards. The Electoral Commission has been gearing up and it's been organising itself in the possibility of an election out of the blue may happen. I don't think that the Prime Minister will be too keen to call one just yet. He's not on a very good position vis-a-vis the opinion polls. So he'll be sort of wanting to push the election out as far as possible. However, if Bennelong falls, he will not have the majority that he needs in the Parliament, and so it'll be very precarious. So part of it will depend on what happens in Bennelong, but even if Bennelong stays with the government, they'll still only have the one-seat majority. The chances of an election around June, July next year are increasing.
Okay, and you mentioned Malcolm Turnbull a little earlier. How safe is he as coalition leader? Is he likely to survive, or are we going to have yet another deposed PM?
Once upon a time, you'd say that prime ministers are pretty safe in their leadership.
That does not seem to be this time anymore, though.
No, the past 8 or 9 years, we've seen prime ministers particularly become very vulnerable, and that's partly due to the 24-hour news cycle and all the rest of it. But Malcolm Turnbull himself is a little vulnerable. I'm not sure, though, that there's a good successor to lead them to the polls. Perhaps Julie Bishop might step up. Perhaps Peter Dutton might put his hat in the ring. But at the moment, Malcolm Turnbull's still the preferred prime minister in so far as the general public seems to be concerned in opinion polls when compared with Bill Shorten, for example. So even though he may not be, or the government may not be popular in the opinion polls, the preferred prime minister is still seen to be Malcolm Turnbull. So the chances of him getting rolled just at present, I wouldn't predict that he would deposed just yet, because there is no logical successor. And I think the coalition, or at least the Liberal Party, will be quite keen to go into an election with Malcolm Turnbull rather than anyone else.
Any chance of an Abbott comeback?
I don't think so. I think Tony Abbott has burnt so many bridges and behaved in ways which are so unpredictable over the past 18 months that it's unlikely that anyone in the party would see him as a viable leader to take them back into an election.
All right, and so moving overseas now, what do you think will happen with Donald Trump moving into his second year as president?
That's an interesting question. We'll probably see more of the same. Lots of different bits of scandal erupting, Donald Trump abusing and accusing those who might air things about him, declaring everything that he doesn't like fake news. It's unlikely that he'll be impeached under the current composition of the House of Representatives and the Senate. Congress in the US is dominated and controlled by the Republican Party, and I doubt that the Republican Party would actually want to dump their president at this stage. However, one doesn't know what goes on behind the scenes, and the vice president may well be having designs on Donald Trump. But at present, Trump seems to be reasonably popular, and every time someone reveals something bad that he's done, he seems to bounce back from it stronger than ever. How long he can keep doing that is another matter, but I wouldn't expect Trump to be vulnerable to being deposed or impeached, at least until after the midterm elections, when the House of Representatives goes to the polls in its two-year cycle and half the Senate goes to the polls. So if there's a shift in the Congress, a seismic shift giving the Democrats control, then it's likely that there'll be a lot of rethinking going on about whether Trump is a viable person to stay on as president. However, halfway through the term, he may well find that the party keeps him on but doesn't re-endorse him for a second term.
All right, and so to round things out, what's your dark horse prediction, the story that isn't on people's radar but you think will be big in 2018?
Oh, I don't really know. I guess because things that come out of the blue are out of the blue precisely because we don't actually have them on our radar.
I think the classic case in 2017 would be Section 44 and the way that played out.
Yes, I think so, and maybe that is still yet to keep playing out. But as for a prediction about something totally out of the blue, like I said, in politics, it's a black hole when one's trying to see into the future. The things that you most expect often don't turn out the way you expect, and the things you least expect suddenly become the most important. I guess the thing that we're not expecting would be to see Labor depose its leader and put up someone else to take them to the election and become the government. Maybe that's a possibility, but you know, it's a dark horse, really dark horse.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see how things pan out next year in the world of politics. Thanks, Jim.
My pleasure. Thanks, Rob.
Professor Jim Joyce discussing politics on 2NURFM.